Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving headfirst into the wonderful world of bread, specifically traditional Italian bread, a no-need marvel with just four simple ingredients: water, salt, yeast, and flour.
Four ingredients, that's it? Sign me up. I love a good crusty loaf. This sounds perfect for a busy weeknight.
Exactly. This recipe, from a cookbook called Simple Pleasures, offers two methods. One for the ultra-busy, and one for those who enjoy a little more hands-on baking. The first method? Mix it and forget it. Perfect if you work from home or want fresh bread for dinner after a long day.
So you're telling me I can have fresh homemade bread without slaving away in the kitchen all day? Color me intrigued.
Absolutely. You mix the ingredients in the morning, biggest bowl you've got, because this dough is a riser, and let it sit for at least 6 hours. Time is key here. It's how the gluten develops. Come home, bake it, and boom, fresh bread.
Okay, I'm sold on method one, but what about method two? What makes it different?
Method two is the stretch and fold method. Same ingredients, different yeast amount, and it gives you a loftier loaf with a more aerated crumb. It's all about building that gluten structure through a series of stretches and folds every half hour. This creates tension in the dough, allowing it to hold its shape and rise beautifully in the oven.
So like a good workout for the dough? I get it. Building those bread muscles.
Ha! Exactly. Now, both methods call for a Dutch oven. It creates a humid environment for the first rise, then you remove the lid to crisp up the crust. Preheat to 420 degrees Fahrenheit with the Dutch oven inside. Drop the dough in, score it, bake covered, then uncover and finish baking. Let it cool completely on a wire rack.
Wait, go back to the first method for a sec. What if I forget about it? Like really forget about it and it overproofs?
No problem. Grandma's got your back. Just gather the dough, do one quick stretch and fold and bake as usual. It's a classic bread rescuing technique. Might not be as high rising, but still delicious.
I'm loving these grandma-approved tips. So, what's the best way to enjoy this Italian wonder bread?
Soup, sandwiches, or even a grilled cheese, Italian style. Apparently, we Italians have our own version, mozzarella in carrozza. Find it in the Simple Pleasures cookbook, which you can pre-order now.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out. Thanks for the breadication. Until next time.
You got it. And that's it for Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Happy baking, everyone.
Bye-bye.